Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father, Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our journey through the agony and the ecstasy of our Lord's passion is moving us on its final climax and conclusion. Next week, Holy Week, it's the agony and the mystery and startling beauty of our crucified Lord. Then, a week from Sunday, it's ecstasy of our risen Redeemer. In these 6 weeks, we have struggled and agonized with our Savior through blood, sweat, and tears. We have felt the hurt of his heart and hands. Tonight, it's voices. Voices that were heard and will be heard. Consider the voice of God. The voice of God is heard in many ways. You cannot go through life without facing terrible temptations that can lead to terrible sins. And that goes for whether you are a child of God, a teenager, single or married, young and old, whether you are faithful to church or just plain turn your back on God. In holy baptism, you became a child of God. He will keep looking for you when you wander away, even as he looked for Adam and Eve in the garden after they had eaten the forbidden fruit. They heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and the man and his wife hid themselves. But the Lord God called, "Where are you?" And he said, "I heard the sound of thee, and I was afraid. I hid myself." Guilty, guilty, guilty. Oh, my, Adam and Eve knew it. They were in trouble. And God didn't hesitate to tell them and curse the ground. He said, "Curse the earth for their misdeed." But he also promised a Savior. Where are you? Or what is that you have done? Our conscience, inscribed with God's law, speaks up. The Holy Spirit poured out on you in baptism reminds you of Jesus' words. The voice of God is still walking in the garden of your life, calling you. Listen, listen for that voice. That same voice also promises you forgiveness through the blood, sweat, and tears of God's Son. God's voice boomed out at the baptism and transfiguration of Jesus. "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." God's voice will be heard. Unfortunately, the voices of evil also are heard. Imagine there stands the sinless Son of God standing before Pontius Pilate, who is supposed to pass judgment on him. Even though the Roman curator said, "I find no fault in him," he asked the mob, "What shall I do with him?" You know what happened, Luke reports, but they were urgent, demanding with loud cries that he should be crucified, and their voices prevailed. This mob was comprised of mostly religious people, and it was the voices of the chief priests and rulers of the people that were the loudest. And on Palm Sunday, just 5 days away or so, it's very possible that many of them were singing their hosannas to this Jesus. Then comes the voice of Jesus, and it must be heard by all of us. Mark reports, "At the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, 'Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani,' which means, 'My God, why hast thou forsaken me?'" It is we who deserve to be forsaken by God. The Father forsook his own Son as he laid on him the sins of our voices. If we abuse or misuse our voices, the voice of Jesus prays for us, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Jesus, in his passion and death, has redeemed and cleansed these God-given voices of ours to be used constructively for our own good, for the good of others, in his service to his glory. Our Lord wants us to use our voices, to use our voices in the agony of great need, in our witness and service to others, and to praise and glorify our great God. And all of this is now possible for us. The agony of our Savior's blood, sweat, and tears has made possible the ecstasy of our hearts, hands, and voices. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus until life everlasting. Amen.